I mean, let's get to the science. That's what I say. Instead of covering it up, instead of citing, you know, blanket authority, let's look at the science. What do these fluoride chemicals actually do to human beings? If we can answer that question, then we have most of our answer. And then the second question is, what about the freedom aspect? What about the choice? You have all these people out there who say, I'm pro-choice, but they support water fluoridation? Well, what happened to choice with your water?
Yeah.
So I guess they're only pro-choice on certain selective things, but other things they want to be mandated and forced upon you and your children. See, that's a contradiction, a philosophical contradiction. And one of the things that I do as the Health Ranger is simply ask people to look at their own contradictions and be consistent with their beliefs and their actions. I mean, much of what I do actually has that common root. So why do I support legalizing marijuana even though I don't smoke marijuana? Why do I support legalizing raw milk even though I don't even drink milk? I don't even drink raw milk. Why do I support getting fluoride out of the water supply and letting parents choose what to feed their children? It's because in all of these cases, I support the freedom of choice, the principles of liberty, and parental responsibility rather than the state trying to be your mommy and your daddy and inject you and poison you and medicate you with all the things that the state thinks you want.
All under the guise of it's for your own good.
It's always for your own good, isn't it?
It is.
They always package everything. Well, Hitler said the same thing. We're going to use these chemicals. We're going to gas these Jews. We're going to commit this genocide. Of course, he didn't use that word. But these crimes were all done for the betterment of humanity in his mind. There's, you know, all evil is done under the banner of improving things. It doesn't make it right or ethical.